I have not done a podcast in a minute. I've been doing so many different things. I think that's the great thing about being a podcaster. You can jump on the mic when it suits you. You don't have to have a specific calendared time. And then with the new role that I'm doing, I kind of had to just step away for a minute to I compartmentalize a lot of different things, and so I needed to compartmentalize this role to make sure that it didn't feed over into other things that I'm doing in my life. I also had to take a break from my YouTube, so I started the YouTube in February. It's been going really well. I've been promoting entrepreneurs, people that are new to entertainment, just different individuals that have some things going on, and I think that others should really see what they're doing, and then some people that I think would work well together. So I do see some of them networking. There are others, hopefully they will do a little bit more of the networking together when they do events. We have someone that has a catering business, the entertainers, hopefully they get together. I am not done interviewing. I am just taking a break. Sometimes a lot of communication can be overwhelming. And when you're talking about so many different things, you're doing research on people's backgrounds, setting up those meetings, it can become a lot. But it's a part of who I am, what I want to do. And so when it gets to be too much, I'll take a break. And that's the best thing about it. I can break when I want to because it's mine. But I still have those platforms to go to. I think when I get started back up, I will talk about my own brands. I have a couple of companies myself. So I like promoting others, but I also need to be mindful to promote myself. So I just want to jump on here and talk about a couple of things. Where have I been? That was one. Something else that I want to talk about. A lot of times we are encouraging, promoting, and influencing others. One thing that is really huge in my life right now is, most people know my brother is imprisoned, and he's in a state prison. And the way our prison systems do things is not always right. And I appreciate the encouragement from so many individuals where I'm reminded to rely on Jehovah. I'm always going to rely on Jehovah. I know he's always taking care of me. So I appreciate that. But there are also some things that need to be spoken of and rectified in the moment. And so I'm going to speak on those things. With my brother being in the prison system, some of the things that they do, the way they do things, and we are prepping for an interview. We're just making sure that we have the right people to speak in the interview on his behalf. A situation arose, and I'm speaking on it because I think it needs to be mentioned. Sometimes our policies and procedures are not set up to benefit all parties. some strange weirdo. And we see this stuff happen all the time. So CEOs start liking the people that are in prison. And so there is a cause for an investigation. Please, when you go to work, do your job. Leave the people alone. You're a weirdo. Like that. And forgive me for saying it like that. But when you go to job, go to work to do your job. So at my job, I'm going to go to work to do my job. That's it. That is it. And even if someone thinks that is something else, I kindly acknowledge them. But I'm at work to work. It's just that simple. I'm at work to work. You need to go to work to work. The CEO had a picture of my brother and his website. So most people know that he has a website that has what's going on with his case on there. The write-ups from the newspapers are on there. Some documents from the courts are on there, and these are all public records. And so we gathered them to help with this case so that individuals could see what has been going on. The Innocence Project has been working with him to get this situation rectified. So some CEO, I guess she called herself like my brother, and had his old website. His website has been updated and changed, and the old website went down probably back in February, and it's been so much going on, I didn't even realize it was down. So when I found out it was down, then I worked with the appropriate people to get it back up. So in no way should that fall on my brother. I can have a website with it on there if I want to, because it's called freedom of speech. And the strange person, I guess she found a picture of him when he was younger. Not sure how, but I'm sure there are pictures of him on the internet. But anyway, he was being investigated because the weird CEO was kind of like having this stalkerish behavior instead of her being investigated and leave him alone. He has a fiance. So I just thought the whole process was weird. He has high blood pressure. He needs his medicine. I've called down to the prison. I've had other family members called down there, as well as people that are fighting on his behalf, that are, they are residents of the state of Indiana. So when situations like this take place, it is so important for the courts and the judicial system to get it right. We have so many errors that take place, but when you can get it right, just do it. I'm not sure why something like this would take a long amount of time. And even when you're going through the procedures, make sure that you're doing everything correct. Make sure he has what he needs medically. Make sure you're returning the phone calls of the family members to make sure that we are updated on process procedures, what's going on, the safety of our family. They're still human. We fight for so many things. We need to be fighting for this. When I look on Instagram, I see, and I've really been trying to stay away from it because it's so much garbage. And I try to be positive in any interaction that I have. Whether it is verbally or written, I try to be positive. But right now, I'm not really sure what's going on. I mean, I really, honestly, I know what's going on. But So many people have their minds filled with nothing. And we are forgetting that in everything we do, we should be developing ourselves and making ourselves better. And so what we take in, that's why I've been pulling myself away from Instagram. What we take in is what we become. What we share is who we are. And so if we're sharing insignificant things, or we're sharing things that are trash, then where's our mindset? And we have to continue to grow to be better people. So those are the things that we want, or we should be putting on our outlets. It's so hard to support individuals that are not supporting themselves or not thinking in a beneficial way or not having that growth mindset. And I know it's summertime where a lot of people feel like I'm just relaxing. It is so cool to relax. It is so cool to have that self-care. It's needed to just sometimes step away from what's important, but then you get right back to it after having that downtime. Because that's how we make ourselves better, by continuously growing, thriving. None of us, of course, we're in an imperfect system. None of us are perfect. But we want to continue to try and get better. So we got to do better. Some of the stuff that I'm seeing, I don't understand. So hopefully things, I'll start seeing things where people are thinking more, or just doing more that's maybe beneficial for themselves, for others. I saw something so strange on the internet, and I tried to stay away from like the gossips. There's so much negative stuff out there I'm not gonna touch. But I saw something where somebody was riding on the top of a car, and I wasn't really sure what was going on, but they stuck their arm inside of the door. The person closed the door, the arm didn't allow it to close, and then they slammed it. The person did not even jerk. Like, it was so crazy. And the door closed and that arm was in there. If you're doing this, or you know people that's doing this, man, please read a book. Please sit down somewhere. Even if you don't have to. No, we're not in quarantine right now, and you don't have to stay inside all the time, but sit down. Sit down. Be still. So a lot of people need to just sit down. Be still. A lot of the things that you're doing, it is self-destructive. It is. You're harming yourself physically, but emotionally, something is going on in there. And sometimes we just have to take a pause to think about what are we doing? What are we doing? Is that adrenaline driving us to make decisions? And I can't, of course, like I said, this is not a perfect world. It's not going to be a perfect world right now. And when it is, I'm not going to be the one that makes that change. But in this moment, the things that I can do, I want to. And I'm a little under the weather, so that's why I sound the way that I do. But think about some of the things you guys are doing. Man, y'all are acting and looking crazy. And what is crazy? Wild. Behaviors that are not conducive to being successful, being the norm. What is norm? a relaxed setting that is not bringing on stress to yourself or stress to others. If you are doing this, you see somebody doing this, and not just that, but other things, I mean, people are just doing some wild things right now. Just doing some wild things. Sit down. Just sit down and think about what you're doing. How are you hurting yourself in this moment? How are you hurting your family in this moment? If you have children, how are you hurting them? A lot of people want that instant gratification. I don't know what you're riding on the car for, letting your arm get smashed for, what gratification you're getting. I don't see anything but pain. That's strange. The violence, jumping out, fighting people for absolutely no reason. It's wild. It is wild. And I know a lot of people, when in quarantine, were dealing with a lot. A lot of people don't know that they have, or didn't know they had, mental health issues. And some people may still not know. But when you're doing things like this, go get checked. Go see if you have something going on. And if so, how can you get some kind of help? Even if you Google free mental health care, Google things like that. And then reach out to, there was a service years ago, that would give you a lot of different free services in your area. And I want to say 211, if that is still available, check it out and see if they have something. And even if you don't need mental health care, whatever care you have, see what they have available for you. If they have food services and you need food, or you know people that need food, share that information. Do something that's going to be beneficial to yourself and to others. And like I said, I can't change everybody, can't benefit everybody, but for those that I can, I want to, because some of y'all doing too much right now. And I don't want you guys to look back in 3 years, if you're still around, and say, what was I thinking? Or you ended up in a prison cell for something really silly. Or you hurt somebody doing the stunts that you're doing, and you can't take that back. It's not worth it. So read a book. Sit down. Yeah. Go for a jog somewhere in a safe area. If you are artistic, write a song. Write some poetry. There are, even what, 20 years ago, I was winning awards for poetry. I could barely spell, read, write. And I was winning awards, so you can too. So, I'm just in this moment, just thinking about things, so many crazy things that are going on in the world. And maybe I shouldn't use that word crazy, but things that are erratic, things that are out of place, things that are make me uncomfortable. And so if you make me uncomfortable, and not many things make me uncomfortable, then what are you doing to others and the people that actually know you and love you? I just think unnecessary pain is a waste of time when you can be having some benefits. You can have some good days and peaceful days, joyful days, pleasant moments. So hopefully somebody hears this and they share it with somebody that needs it, or if you're listening to it, you need it and you can benefit from it. Or maybe you were thinking about doing something wild and said, let me wait. Even the things, again, let's go back to that. The things that we post on social media, it says a lot about who we are. So if you're searching for attention, give it to yourself. Don't post things that will come back to you or make you look a certain way. And you expect to be looked at or possessed and or identified in a certain way. But what you say about yourself, it makes you become a point of question. Just do things that, if the person that you respect the most was watching you all the time, whether they are or not, that's the behavior that you want to possess. So, I'm not saying hide who you are, but respect who you are. So, I thought I would put that out there. The most important thing, the state prison, man, do the right thing when it comes to the policies. And let my brother go. Let him go. For those that are encouraging me, I appreciate it. I'm not, until my brother is released, going to stop fighting for him. That's my brother. And as far as that, nobody's opinion is warranted when it comes to him. So, unless it's beneficial and you want to be a part of that, then it's welcome. Aside from that, yeah, don't. So, all right, I just want to jump on here because it's been a minute. I will be getting my YouTubes back up. I just needed a break. So in August, I will start again. As I mentioned, I will start with my own brand. What do I do? What don't I do? I am going to start filming. For me, I like to utilize my time and make sure that it is beneficial to who I am, my success, where I'm trying to go, career-wise. Something I've always wanted to do is direct. So the best thing for me to do is direct my own work. So that's what I'm looking to do. Film and direct. I did some filming, photography back in high school, and that was so many years ago. And I did a little bit more around 2013, just playing with the camera, understanding the panoramic view, utilization of the lens, understanding the lighting. And then I did some front and backstage directing for a play a few years back. And that was cool, but it's so different when it's your own work. When it's your body of work, then you take extra care with it. And it's more meaningful to you. And you don't mind doing a million different things when it comes to your work. When it's somebody else's work, and you don't have that connection, you can still do it, but it's not as powerful. So, I'm excited about touching my own work and seeing the outcome. You know, not sure what it's going to look like, you know, the first piece, but the fact that I'm going to do it, I'm excited. So everybody, do something beneficial for yourself, for your family, for those that love you. Stay out of harm's way. The summer is almost over. You know, it's really weird when I see people acting like this in the summer. Where I'm from, in the wintertime, that's when things start happening. So, stay safe. Stay safe. build connections with those that have mindsets that are conducive to your future. Pray constantly for sanity, for a sense of self, for guidance, to be directed with a mindset that is beneficial for your future. And hopefully you like everything I bring. All right, so this is Sweet Lemon signing out. I just wanted to come in here and say hello to everyone. I'll try and jump on more often. It's funny, I desire to come on here when I'm not doing YouTube. When I'm doing YouTube, I'm exhausted. Being visual, communicating with people, most of the people I know, but it's still exhausting. So, just trying to gain that balance with everything that I'm doing. And it feels good, and I love what I do. The new role, of course, I love it. I'm always meeting new people. So my new manager, absolutely adore her patience. It's so weird when you didn't know what you need and it's just there. Guidance, the way, like, she'll just take hours out of her day just to help me, because what I'm learning is something completely new to me. But she's helping me with my associates and bachelor's in criminal justice, and so bringing out that investigative side. And then she's teaching me to partner with people that may not have the same mindset as myself, and we are shy on the same levels, which is so strange. I've never met individuals that can be outgoing when they need to, but are your person, you are naturally shy. So she's teaching me in ways that she probably doesn't even see. So that's really amazing. Again, love what I'm learning, love what I'm doing. Was terrified to go into this field for many years, because you hear these scary stories. And I'm not ready to talk about what I do, where I am, but it was a promotion, and I worked hard for it. So I'm just excited to see where I'm going to go, continue to meet awesome people. I love to meet people that know more than I do and can teach me. And things that I never thought I would be learning, because you would think that you're just learning the tools for the role, but it's so many things that bring you into a different mindset of who you are. And I like that. So I'm going to keep developing myself. But yeah, I'll be back to chat more. Tell you guys about what I'm doing, the people that I'm connecting with. And just getting back into... That's one thing I love, that I can do so many different things. Getting back into the world of entertainment. But keeping it classy. Understanding the business, and I want to work with those that are underground, most people may not know about, but get the work done. So I look forward to bringing that to you guys. All right, this is Sweet Lemon signing out. Have a wonderful day, stay safe, and I'll talk to you all at another time.
Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio.